Time to talk international affairs with the expert, the man. It was great to see you back on Channel 7 on Sunrise on the weekend, by the way. Keith Suter, Managing Director of the Global Directions Think Tank. Good morning and welcome back.
Yes, good morning, Luke.
Okay, a lot going on. We'll go to the United States in just a second, but let's start with Gaza, the Middle East, and the Israelis. First of all, Hamas has said that they will accept a ceasefire proposal in this war. Israel has said the deal is far from what they're looking for while hostages are still being held. Keith, where do you see this going? It's on tenterhooks at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's a very interesting situation. So we see Hamas and the United States on the same side, Israel very much out in the cold. On the one hand, the United States is worried that there'll be a bloodbath in Rafah. Rafah is the town on the border between Gaza and Egypt. So it's one of the major crossings whereby you get out of Gaza and get into Egypt or from Egypt into Gaza. The Israelis have now got control of the Gaza side of Rafah. And so they've blocked the movement of all transport, and that includes humanitarian vehicles as well. So the Americans are worried there's going to be a bloodbath in Rafah, because you've got over 1 million people who have taken refuge there, having been pushed out of their homes up in the northern end of Gaza. Now the Israelis are saying you've got to leave this town and head back up north. And the people are just saying, well, where do we go? Because the homes that we had are now rubble. So the Americans are worried. Hamas is interesting because Hamas has surprised us by saying, yeah, we are willing to negotiate on this deal. We were not expecting that from the Hamas group. And I think that what Hamas have done is to cause chaos in the Israeli side by simply agreeing to having these negotiations. Hamas is under intense pressure from a lot of Palestinians who just want to be left alone, left in peace. Let's just get this war over and done with. So Hamas, which might have enjoyed support before the intensity of the Israeli bombardment, Hamas itself is under pressure from its own people to find a way out of the conflict. Now, on the other side, the Israeli situation is much even more complicated, because you've got on the far right of the Israeli cabinet, you've got people who are saying, we do not stop fighting, we want to continue with it for as long as possible. Ignore the Americans, ignore the international community, just keep on fighting. And Netanyahu is having to balance these pressures. It's an interesting way of linking the United States and Israel. If the war continues, it damages Biden's chances of getting re-elected in November, because there will be a lot of young Americans currently demonstrating on the campuses who will simply not turn out to vote. And they were the people who helped push Biden over the line last time. So if the war continues, bad news for Biden. If the war stops because of this truce process, then it's bad news for Netanyahu, because his government will then split up and the hardliners will withdraw their support for his government and then go off, and then we'll have political chaos on the Israeli side. It's a very messy political situation.
It is indeed. Dr. Keith Suter, expert on international affairs, is with us again here this morning on the night shift. Dr. Keith, talking about those protesters in the United States and plenty of pro-Palestinian protesters here in Australia, do you think they're getting the full picture?
Well, I think that what you're dealing with, and Luke, you and I are old men. You've got a whole new generation.
Thanks, mate.
Got a whole new generation of youngsters coming through, who look at the world differently from the way that you and I do. In the same way, and I think back to my early rebellious days as a teenager or as an undergraduate, I was looking at the world very differently from the way that my parents did. And so you've just got to bear in mind there are these generational differences.
Well said.
And this is an issue which has somehow resonated with younger people in a way that perhaps it's not with older people.
Because you sent me, and I thank you very much for this, you sent me a clip, and it says exactly that. And Joe Biden, I think, is in trouble in November because his supporters are just abandoning him. And from what I understand, they see him as weak and boring.
And jaded. Exactly it. So we're in a very interesting situation because voting in America is not compulsory. And in fact, quite often, a majority of Americans don't bother to vote in presidential elections. And so what we see then is that in the current situation, Donald Trump has got about 30% at most supporters who are solidly behind him. Joe Biden, we don't know how many are really solidly behind him. His rallies are not nearly as exciting to attend as the ones with Trump. He comes across as an old man, even though there's only a few years difference between Trump and Biden. Biden is an older man, but only a few years. And yet somehow Biden is not connecting with the American public. Even though the economy is doing quite well, Biden has had quite a few successes, including rebuilding manufacturing in the United States. He's doing quite well, but ordinary Americans are just bored. Now, of course, both candidates would say, look, we're 6 months away from the election. Most Americans will have their heads full of local issues, sporting results, etc. They're not beginning to focus on the presidential election. When they do start to do so, that's when the Democrats hope they can do well because they're so cashed up. Trump is raising a lot of money, but it's all paying for his legal bills, whereas the Democrats with Biden raising a lot of money, and that ought to be going on election expenses, not paying off lawyers.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal trial, Justice Juan Merchan, he has said, look, those nine previous $1,000 fines that I've imposed so far, they don't seem to be deterring Mr. Trump from violating the gag order, and he's threatened him with jail.
Yeah, and that's what Trump wants. Trump wants to go to jail. He won't go to Rikers Island, right? That's where his chief financial officer is at the moment, but he won't go there. They'll find some cushy sort of low security place for him. They wouldn't want to risk having a former president in a jail full of really nasty criminals like Rikers Island. So Trump knows that he'll go to a cushy spot, probably down in Florida. So yes, he'll be in jail and he'll fundraise from jail.
It's unbelievable. Just one thing closer to home, Dr. Keith Suter, if we can. As you know, an Australian pilot was forced to take evasive action after a Chinese military jet detonated flares close to a Navy helicopter that was operating in international waters near South Korea. How do you see this panning out?
This is a very serious situation indeed. It was actually on an international mission. It just happened to be an Australian plane. It was part of an international mission to enforce sanctions against North Korea. It's worth bearing in mind that Chinese have done similar things with the Philippines and with Japan. And so we need to bear that in mind that perhaps the countries of that region need to combine together and say to China, this is a very risky situation. It may be that you've got military assets that are just running with their own agenda, or more likely they're following instructions from high up. And so my view is that we should be bringing together an international coalition. As I say, Japan, the Philippines would obviously be part of it. Vietnam, that have had quarrels with China for 2,000 years, bring them into it. An international coalition to stand up to China and just say this behaviour is unacceptable. And I think that's a leadership role that Australia can play.
Dr. Keith Suter, always informative. We thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Keith Suter, the Managing Director of the Global Directions Think Tank. You'll see Dr. Keith on Channel 7 Sunrise. He's also the Channel 7 expert on foreign and international affairs.